There's a new exhibit of Arctic sculpture at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. APRN's Peter Granitz caught up with sculptor Abraham Rubin in the museum and talked about his goal to bring Arctic history and stories to the rest of the world.
I'm standing in the wide-open rotunda of the museum. The ceiling soars about five stories above this room, and it's got windows overlooking fall-colored trees in the U.S. Capitol less than a half a mile away. And at my feet is this smooth, carved piece of cedar, and on top of it sits what looks like carved dried wood.
It's actually the skull of a bowhead whale.
That's Bernadette Driscoll Engelstad. She's the curator of the exhibit and explains the centerpiece display. The skull was found lodged inside an ice ridge by one of sculptor Abraham Rubin's cousins. The sculpture does not look much like a skull.
On the right-hand side is a hunter in a umiak. On the left, a woman with a child. So the two, I would say, central themes of Inuit life and survival through the hunt and survival through the regeneration of life, are both shown here.
Those are two of the major themes of the exhibit that opened a few weeks ago, in time to coincide with the Inuit Studies Conference that opens today. Bernadette walks us upstairs, where later I meet the artist.
My name is Abraham Rubin. My given name as a child was Apakkah, and that is a name that was passed down in my family through our great-grandparents who were Alaskan shamans. I was born north of the settlement of Pawlituk in the Western Canadian Western Arctic.
Rubin's great-grandparents grew up on Nelson and Nunavak Islands in the Bering Sea. They moved inward to Canada's Yukon to work with Western whalers. Rubin is Canadian, though he studied under Ron Sanungatuk at the University of Alaska Native Art Center.
This exhibition is called Arctic Journeys, Ancient Memories. It is an exhibition of my attempts to portray through stone the period of contact between the Inuit and the Viking Norse at around 1000 AD. It is the Viking Norse who left their Scandinavian homelands, and the Inuit who left their homelands in Alaska in search of new hunting grounds.
Rubin says his art on display reflects a simple notion. When people cross paths,
things happen.
And that's on full display when he walks us to an eye-catching piece, a carved narwhal tusk. History is etched from bottom to top, wrapping around the ivory and chronicling the indigenous migration east across the Bering Strait and the Vikings' move west.
And that contact involved open warfare, then trade, communal hunting, and likely intermarriage. And then the back and forth of that relationship. There's mounting evidence that states that this relationship had lasted for several hundred years, from around 1000 AD to the 5th and 6th centuries.
Other pieces, like the brilliant blue and green Odin shapeshifter, show that the two peoples also shared spiritual beliefs. Odin, Rubin says, was the Norse god when the Vikings migrated.
In this here, we have Odin as an eagle, bear, raven, loon, walrus, wolverine, fox. In this sculpture, I have two ravens, because in the Odin story, Odin has, as a seeker of knowledge, two ravens as companions. One is called thought, the other is called memory.
And that complexity is something early Alaskans believed, too. Rubin says he wants museum patrons to recognize that people migrated across the polar region well before Columbus landed in the Americas. And he's hoping this exhibit, which was filled with people from several continents when we met, helps people understand that cultural exchange happens everywhere. It's on display in Washington through the end of the year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.